at the KMOT Ag Expo in Minot. And coming up next week, a pretty important meeting. The North Dakota Crop Improvement and Seed Association has a gathering. And John Schatz from NDCISA. And like Al Gustin says on the commercial, a long and complicated name, but a very important organization, John.
Yes, thanks for having us. I farm down by Napoleon and by Steele, and I'm a seed grower, and I'm a state director for North Dakota Crop Improvement and Seed Association. And we have our meeting, our annual meeting, next week, Thursday, February 2nd, at the Ramada Inn in Bismarck. And we concluded our district meetings in December, and we're hoping everybody can show up, whoever can make it.
Now, a general farmer should show up, or is it members only?
No, well, it's anybody can be there. Our organization is includes mostly farmers and seed growers from around the state, and we have speakers from NDSU and from different areas in the seed business, and it'll be informative, and it'll be interesting for everybody.
Now, what your members of your organization do basically is grow enough seed from the greenhouse to the foundation stock, and then certified seed gets grown so that there's enough for everybody.
Right. We're actually in the promotion business. We promote mostly the public varieties, NDSU varieties, and we encourage pure seed. And when new varieties are introduced from NDSU, we're involved in distributing it around the state through our county organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Like this spring, we'll have a new spring wheat coming out from NDSU and two new soybean varieties, one conventional and one GT.
All right. And the new spring wheat variety has the name of?
It's not named yet.
It's
ND805, and I think it'll be named this week or next week.
Wow, all right.
I'm in the dark on that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And do you know what the qualities of it are?
It's going to be a real good quality, high protein, shorter straw. That's one thing farmers were asking for. A good yield, not a top yielder, but good disease package. It should be a good wheat.
A lot more interest in conventional soybeans. What are the qualities of those? And do they have a name?
Well, they don't have a name, and I'm not that familiar with it, but you're right. Farmers can save a lot of money by buying conventional soybeans, and because you can keep your own seed, and they have a good breeding program at NDSU on soybeans, and Dr. Helms takes care of that, and
Ted's a good guy.
Sure is.
Knows what he's doing. Does a lot for the growers up in the Upper Midwest. So.
Sure does.
Yeah, and you mentioned the non-conventional. It's not a GMO. It's GT.
No, it's a GT, glyphosate tolerant. It's a Roundup Ready One.
Okay.
Soybean that's coming out from NDSU.
Sure, out of patent, and so
it
you can.
It's out of patent, but it's called GT now.
All right.
Not Roundup Ready One, but it's the same thing. And farmers will be able to keep their own seed.
Yeah, now there's something that guys have been wanting to do for a while. Now they can do it.
That's right.
All right, excellent. All right. Well, good reason to come to the North Dakota Crop Improvement and Seed Association meeting next week in Bismarck at the Ramada Inn. And that's a good place to hold a gathering.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we hope as many people as can come and make it.
And now, do you have a website that people can get more information?
Well, we sure do, and we have an executive secretary. Here's a card.
Okay.
Tony has her office in
Fargo.
Yes.
Yeah, I visit with Tony every now and then. So the website is ndcropimprovement.org.
That's right.
ndcropimprovement.org. So that's where you get all the details. So all right. Well, John Schatz from the North Dakota Crop Improvement Seed Association. You're on the board of directors?
Yes, I am. I'm from Napoleon, yes.
All right. And going to have a good year around Napoleon this year?
Well, we hope to.
Yeah, all right. And what do you like to plant mostly?
Well, I'm into spring wheat. I sell spring wheat and soybeans is what I do, and I sell seed.
All right. So. I know you were very nervous about going on the radio, but doggone it, John, you did a great job.
Well, thanks.
All right. And I hope you have a great 2017.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.